Town Council votes to make Oroville, California, Constitutional Republic City. A Constitutional Republic Makes America a Successful Nation. By Katie Grimes, November 4th, 2021. Published by California Globe. Unhappy with overreaching governmental policies such as the COVID-19 mask mandate, the Oroville City Council voted Tuesday to make Oroville a Constitutional Republic City because the council and supporters said they believe citizens have rights under the U.S. Constitution to make their own decisions about their health, MSN reported. Mayor Chuck Reynolds said that a republic is what the city is under. People and representatives make decisions for the community. We are living under a constitutional republic, he said. Reynolds also said that attention should be paid to the language. When a state is declared an emergency, it puts one person in charge, and we should pay attention to who that person is. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, Reynolds said. A constitutional republic makes America a successful nation. Rights are by the people, for the people. Oroville was established as the head of navigation on the Feather River to supply gold miners during the California Gold Rush. Oroville is considered the gateway to Lake Oroville and Feather River recreational areas. The pioneer spirit has always been present in the Foothill community. Most people remember Oroville for the broken spillway of the state-owned and operated Oroville Dam. In February 2017, two spillways of the 770-foot-tall dam began crumbling under very heavy rain and snowmelt, threatening to flood towns downstream along the Feather River, leaving 180,000 people only an hour's notice to escape. America has been a constitutional republic since 1789, which is a system of laws to protect citizens and contain government. The Heritage Foundation explains, America is a republic and not a pure democracy. The contemporary efforts to weaken our republican customs and institutions in the name of greater equality thus run against the efforts by America's founders to defend our country from the potential excesses of democratic majorities. American republicanism and the ordered liberty it makes possible are grounded by the Federalists' recognition that non-majoritarian parts of the community make legitimate contributions to the community's welfare, and that preserving these contributions is the hallmark of political justice. But the careful balance produced by our mixed republic is threatened by an egalitarianism that undermines the social, familial, religious, and economic distinctions and inequalities that undergird our political liberty. Preserving the republican freedoms we cherish requires tempering egalitarian zeal and moderating the hope for a perfectly just democracy. A democracy is run by people, and republic is run by the laws of Constitution. Mayor Chuck Reynolds and the Oroville Town Council seems very clear on the issue.